RNZ Pacific News, Malala Soifua, I'm Lydia Lewis. Visitors to Samoa are being urged to pack mosquito repellent in light of the country's dengue fever outbreak. There have been more than 250 cases in total, with the majority of them in mainland northwest of Upolu, where most of the population lives. The World Health Organization describes dengue fever as a viral infection that spreads from mosquitoes to people. Samoa's Director General of Health, Aleke Keroma, says visitors shouldn't cancel their plans, but they're asked to be prepared.
So that will scare away some of the tourists. I hope not, because it's not infectious spread from person to person. It's a spread from mosquitoes to people. So I hope the tourists will still come, but making sure that they use repellents so that they avoid mosquito bites.
The police chief in the autonomous Papua New Guinea region of Bougainville says hundreds of high-powered firearms allegedly stolen from weapons disposal sites are still in use today. 4 years after the signing of the peace agreement in 2001, the UN had overseen a process of voluntary weapons disposal with the aim of ensuring the safety of communities. The Post Courier reports those guns were eventually to be destroyed. Speaking during last weekend's arms control workshop in Port Moresby, Francis Tokura says only about 400 firearms were surrendered and disposed when the UN conducted this exercise. He says many of these were removed from the disposal bins and remain in use. The French proposed pact to salvage New Caledonia's beleaguered nickel industry is still in limbo, as the local Congress has decided to re-examine the whole document through a special committee. The committee was set up on Thursday during a Congress special sitting. The pact comes to the rescue of New Caledonia's nickel industry, which is facing grave difficulties. One of its three processing plants and smelters, located on the North Province, has already been mothballed due to the decision from major financier Glencore to pull out and sell its 40% shares within the next 6 months. This has already affected over 1,000 jobs. A French Polynesian dancer is being held in Los Angeles Airport after being found in possession of about 1 kilo of crystals of methamphetamine, with an estimated street value of over $1 million. The man was travelling with his dance group as part of a US tour. Last week, a pair of Tahitian residents was also arrested at a Tahiti Fa'a International Airport after 7 kilos of the same substance were detected in their luggage. French public prosecutor in Papeete, Thomas Pisson, says an estimated 10 French Polynesians were currently being held in the US facing prosecution for similar cases of drug trafficking. An international relations analyst has noticed what he calls a qualitative shift in the New Zealand government's language around the AUKUS military pact. The Labour Party facilitated a panel of critics of the agreement between Australia, the US and UK at Parliament yesterday. It follows Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters and US Secretary of State Antony Blinken last week saying there are powerful reasons for New Zealand to engage with AUKUS. Professor Robert Patman says the government's language is different than that used by former Labour government.
The current government is declaring that AUKUS 2 is integral to what it calls ever closer relations with the United States. So it's made a linkage that wasn't previously available. That is a qualitative shift.
A spokesperson for the Foreign Affairs Ministry says there has been no shift in approach, with New Zealand still at exploratory stage. A post-mortem examination has confirmed that an Auckland, New Zealand couple died from injuries caused by an animal. The bodies of 82-year-old Alfred Hansen and his 81-year-old wife Gay were found at their rural property in Waitakere yesterday. The police were forced to shoot an aggressive ram when they arrived at the scene. The Hansen's death will now be referred to the coroner. In world news, Israel is staying silent on a possible low-level attack on Iran. Iranian media is playing down the explosions heard in the city of Isfahan, which it says were its air defences shooting down three drones. There's so far been no indication from Israel that it was involved, despite talks of a retaliatory attack on Iran in response to the hundreds of missiles it fired earlier this week. BBC's Middle East correspondent Yala Nal reports.
Iran's Fars News Agency says explosions have been heard near an army base in the city of Isfahan, activating local air defense systems. Flights are reported to have been suspended over several Iranian cities. Israeli officials had indicated that they had to hit back for Iran's strike to deter it from acting again. World leaders have been urging Israel to show restraint in its response to avoid a regional escalation. The UN Secretary General warned the Middle East was in a moment of maximum peril.
Meanwhile, more than 100 students have been arrested after police cleared a camp of pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University in New York City. Protesters had set up tents on the campus on Wednesday night, and others joined the rally. Some students shouted shame as officers in riot gear removed them in buses. The city's mayor, Eric Adams, says New Yorkers had every right to express their feelings, but not the right to harass others and, as he put it, spread hate.
Columbia University's students have a proud history of protests and raising their voices. Students have a right to free speech, but do not have a right to violate university policies and disrupt learning on campus.
Columbia University's president had earlier promised to crack down on protests linked to the Gaza conflict. In sport, Tavita Falepapalangi scored four goals as Tonga defeated Papua New Guinea 7-0 in the OFC Under-16 Men's Championship qualifying tournament in Nuku'alofa this afternoon. OFC media says Tonga settled into their rhythm quickly, backed on by a small but loud home crowd at the Te Whaiva Stadium. The Papua New Guinea defence was all over the place, and the pace and accuracy of the opposition caused them problems. Tonga had won their opening game against American Samoa, but lost to the Solomon Islands in their second game. The manager of Vanuatu's swimming team says the Oceania Aquatics Championship in the Gold Coast, Australia, will be valuable for their swimmers. Vanuatu Daily Post has reported Kali Amiara saying the event will give the swimmers the opportunity to improve their pool times. The Warriors are becoming accustomed to no longer being underdogs, sitting seventh on the NRL ladder. The Warriors head into tonight's match against 13th-placed St George as the favourites, and coach Andrew Webster says they need to be comfortable with that tag.
We want everyone to come, like I said before, and bring their best football at us and find out how good we are. And when it gets hard, are we good enough to find a way to win? And going to Wollongong is tough, though. I think they deserve the respect that maybe I'm sure they're seeing themselves as favourites. You know? Yeah, but we've got no expectation to worry about it. Yeah, we know what's coming.
And bodybuilder Jamie Lee Mitchell has made history as the first Fijian athlete to win a competition in Las Vegas. She walked away with gold in the category for novice wellness at the Desert Classic competition. Her husband Jordan Pillay also took home a bronze medal in the Classic Physique Open Class B category. Jamie Lee Mitchell told the Fiji Times she was excited to be the first Fijian woman to compete in the show and take it out. And that's the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.